Yeah, you need to go through that phase one, and there's not a lot of working, being able to really work together as far as tight ends, O-line, D-line. So, yeah, this time is crucial for that. Even though we don't have pads on, everyone's going pretty hard and trying to be smart but also get better at what we're doing, and I think everyone's doing a pretty good job of it.
How much can you still take away, though, from your communication, what you see?
Yeah.
No,
well, this time is a time where, you know, like, for instance, myself and Orlando Franklin today, I'm lined up and we're talking, you know, there's the Sam, there's the Mike, there's the, you know, we're talking about who we have. So that sort of stuff is invaluable, and I think getting reps at that right now is really helpful. Just being able to play fast and see what's going on. Our defense is moving around everywhere, you know, that type of stuff, communicating with each other. You can't really get that done so much in phase one, so this is good for that. I think so. Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, last year was, we've talked about it a lot, but he was going through a lot. And not only a new team, but just with his body and his rehab. And, you know, he's still working on that. But you can tell that he feels a little bit better, I think. And, you know, I'll let him speak to all that. I think he said that he feels better and more comfortable. So, you know, comfortable is sometimes a word that he doesn't like, and that we don't like to use a lot around here, because we don't want to be complacent. We don't want to be, you know, feeling good about ourselves. We really haven't done anything, and we're working right now to see what we can do this year. So I think there's a good comfort as far as knowing everybody and being around the guys, but there's also that hunger and that edge that's always there. Yeah, he's doing really well. You know, he obviously been a little banged up at tight end, and we got what we said from the beginning. We feel like we got a room full of guys that can do good things. Yeah, Juice has definitely done some good things out there, and I think having fun. You know, he's been a little bit injury plagued the last couple of years, and I think he's been able to have fun and get a little bit of familiarity with what's going on out there offensively.
How'd you hit him at the golf tournament?
Yeah. Our group played really well. We played well, you know. We hit it pretty good, and there was some asterisks on some of those scores. So ours was not one of them. I mean, we were to the tee, by the book, you know, every time. So there was a lot of fun because we were all giving each other a hard time. There was a couple teams that had some questionable tactics at times. You know, it's fun. It's fun seeing everybody, even the guys that aren't golfers, going out there. It's really a cool thing that Coach Fox does. It was a lot of fun.
Who was in your group?
It was me. I was with Coach Fox and Wes and Damian, rookie linebacker. So the four of us, you know, we had a good time. We actually played pretty well. I think we got beat by a stroke on our nine.
So did you guys, like, score against other?
Yeah, so the 1-9, it was a scramble, so. There was a 9-hole scramble, so the front nine was a competition, the back nine was a competition, and we played the front nine and came up one stroke short. I think we shot 3 under, not bad for some football players.
Did he get any words in, John?
No, hey, he gets to. He was a lot. He's fun. I mean, he's fun. He's fun out here. He's fun. He's fun on the golf course. You know, it's. There's a lot of situations where you're playing with your head coach, you wouldn't really know what to do. But he's so competitive, but and so good at what we do out here. But also he's laid back enough where you can, you know, enjoy playing 9 holes with him. He had a great he had a natural birdie on our second hole. Hit a little 8-iron in there, draw about 4 feet. We let him putt it. He putted it in. So that was strong. That was big for us.
Did you get to hear about Peyton Coleman?
I heard about it. I have no confirmation. I wasn't there. I don't know anyone that was. No video. But apparently it was a big deal. Yeah. Yeah. Apparently it was a great shot.
How's Wes Welker fit into this offense, and what do you expect him to add to it?
Well, you know, just like we said, he brings everything that he's always done. I mean, he's extremely quick. He can do a lot of good things out of the slot. We move around, you know, just like myself. I can move around. We got other guys that can move around. So we got a lot of different combinations that we can use offensively to do some good things, and he's done great so far. He's had a couple, you know, he does what you would expect him to do, getting out there and making guys miss and getting open, and he's done a good job of it.
Eric Decker talked about it, and then Peyton talked about it yesterday, his ability to read defense.
you're going to pick Peyton's brain, but are you finding yourself picking Wes's brain a little bit too, or are you going to?
Yeah, we've already had some good conversations about different routes and, you know, how you work against different techniques. You know, we got different combinations that, you know, one route might be four different things based on the coverage. And so, yeah, he and I have already talked about a few of those different things, trying to pick his brain on that type of stuff for sure.
You mentioned Orlando on one side. Chris Clark on the other is getting a lot of work. How is this time working at left tackle so much helping you?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, he's a veteran guy. He's done well before. He's always been a guy ready to play. And, you know, I think getting these reps is nothing but good. Nothing but good. He just gets in there and goes like he's always been there.
What do you want in your second year of this team from your game?
What do I want? I like a Super Bowl.
A hole in one.
A Super Bowl, a hole in one. For me, it's like I've said before, it's never really about – personal goals. Obviously, I'd love to catch 100 passes, and you know, but I don't really care about that. It's more about what are we going to do to win games, and some games that might be me having a big role. Some games it might not be as big of a role. Some games it might be more blocking. Some games it might be more catching passes. And what I want to do is use this time to get better. I mean, it sounds cliche, but I really don't think about that at all until you ask me that question. You know, like it's everything's so day by day right now that just trying to do what I can to improve my craft and what I'm doing. And if I do that, then, you know, I'll help us and we'll do some good things.
You don't get to work against the first team defense much during the season, so how valuable is it to go against them now and through training?
Yeah, well, it's great. I mean, getting to go against those guys, I know last year's training camp was great for me. At our position, we're lined up against Vaughn a lot, getting to block him in the run game, pass game, releases in the pass game off of him. You know, one thing people don't talk about with him, he does a great job of jamming guys whenever that's his job. I mean, he's a hard guy to get around and get open off of, get off the line of scrimmage against. So all that type of work is big, and every time we're going against our first-team defense, that's, you know, all the better. You know, you don't get to do it all season, so it's as important as you would think it is. I mean, it gets you ready.
You're getting to pick up Vaughn when he's blitzing or in the run game. You know that if you can stop him, that the regular season in a lot of ways will probably be a little easier.
That's the goal. Yeah, you know, going against a lot of guys on our defense, I mean, I feel like we have a lot of really good players. It's not just Vaughn. I mean, we got a lot of guys who are, Wesley Woodard is a real good cover guy, and he's a good linebacker in general. Our safeties and corners, you know, we get to match up against our corners every once in a while, the way we move around at tight end. So all that type of stuff is big work for us. It's good. Yeah, he does things the right way. I mean, he does things the right way, and he's been working hard. Like I said, I mean, I think really he's been a little injury plagued. You know, we got a lot of guys that can play at the position, and he's working. He's done everything that he's been supposed to do. You know, he tries to learn and pick up things and all the little nuances. So yeah, I think he is.
When you spend so much time getting ready, what you're doing out here to get ready for the season? Can you let yourself think about what week one is going to be like, or do you just keep the focus on what you're trying to do?
I don't know. Probably different guys are different. For me, it's still a little bit early for that. I mean, you always got it in the back of your mind. You know what you're preparing for, and you want to, you know, on some level, when you're out there on the practice field, you know, you got to, I guess in your mind's eye, you got to put yourself in week one, you know, and in the regular season. But at the same time, you know, if you start worrying about too much of that stuff, it's not really time to be thinking about that on a daily basis. You know, it's time to focus on what we have to do out here on the field. And like I said, you want to be aware of the fact that you're preparing for a game and put yourself in game mode. But as far as thinking about the Ravens and stuff like that, I know it's not really time for that for me yet. Time to just focus on getting better. He continues to do a good job. Brock, you know, you're asking about student of the game, and you know, I think we have a good group of guys that really, and you got Peyton at the helm, so it kind of rubs off. But Brock is doing a really good job of picking things up and picking Peyton's brain and being aware of all the different situations and audibles and defenses, and he's doing a good job throwing the ball well and picking things up.